Guatemalan woman arrested after illegal reentry. Wanted in Tennessee for aggravated child abuse. By Randy Clark on December 3, 2025. Border Patrol agents announced the recent arrest of a Guatemalan woman wanted in Tennessee for aggravated child abuse after she illegally re-entered the United States near El Paso, Texas. According to the Border Patrol, the woman, 28-year-old Maria Rosario Fabian Alvarado, faces a felony charge of re-entry into the United States and another deportation. On Tuesday, Chief Michael W. Banks of the United States Border Patrol announced the arrest in a social media post on X, saying, a Guatemalan national wanted for aggravated child abuse attempted to sneak into the U.S. She'll be charged with felony illegal re-entry and trespassing in a national defense area and then deportation. No free passes. Wanted for child abuse. A Guatemalan national wanted for aggravated child abuse attempted to sneak into the U.S. She'll be charged with felony illegal re-entry and trespassing in a national defense area and then deportation. No free passes. At US beep gif at pic.twitter.com/uujmf22dd. Chief Michael W. Banks, at US beep gif, December 2, 2025. As of Tuesday, the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office in Chattanooga listed the warrant for aggravated child abuse as open and active for Fabian Alvarado for a crime she allegedly committed in March 2025. The department lists Chattanooga as her last known address. According to a report by WRCB Local 3 News, Fabian Alvarado was arrested by Chattanooga police for allegedly using a she-coat, described by authorities as a whip, to strike a 7-year-old child because she was upset that the child had eaten too much. According to court documents, Alvarado told police the child had a weight problem. In an interview conducted by police investigators, the child allegedly told police Fabian Alvarado also threatened to cut the victim's tongue if they spoke out about the whipping or eating anymore. According to the WRCB report, the beating that allegedly occurred on March 18 was brought to the attention of law enforcement authorities by a school counselor who reported seeing severe bruising on the back, rib, and cheek of the victim, a second-grade student at the school. An unidentified family member of the suspect corroborated the testimony of the child, according to a report in the Chattanooga Times Free Press at the time. The witness, who is related to the victim according to the Times Free Press report, allegedly informed the school counselor of the abuse and provided photos of the boy showing extensive bruising. The relative provided the video and images to Chattanooga police investigators. According to the Times Free Press, the boy later showed the officer the whip allegedly used by Fabian Alvarado to beat him. According to a police affidavit, the boy had hidden the whip under a sofa to keep the suspect from using it again. According to the Border Patrol, Fabian Alvarado faces federal prosecution for 8 U.S.C. 1326, re-entry after deportation, a penalty that carries a fine and a maximum imprisonment of not more than 2 years. The penalty may be enhanced for those aliens whose removal was after a conviction for other unrelated criminal offenses. In addition, Fabian Alvarado will also face prosecution for trespassing into a national defense area. Aggravated child abuse is a Class A felony in Tennessee. If she is extradited to Tennessee, prosecuted, and convicted, she could face up to 60 years in a state prison. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X at Randy Clark.